Oh my goodness. Can you hear somebody in this? You may know, because there is a protest. And this is called a genocide. It's dated. What are we doing about stopping this? This genocide. Stopping this madness. Stop the killing. All right, so the mayor's focus. This is all about what's taking place in New York.
But it's another you may hear, podcast of the moving around kind and facts experience. Welcome.
It's unbelievable in my sense.
Children need to be killed before you call for a ceasefire. I've asked you once, I'm going to ask you again. You're a murderer. You're a murderer, Eric Adams. You're a disgusting murderer. You're not welcome in the Muslim community.
It breaks my heart to see what's playing out in Gaza. It breaks my heart to see what's playing out in Yemen.
Eric Adams, you're a liar. You're a criminal. You're murdering our people in Gaza. You're murdering our people in the streets of New York. Yes, you are. You just helped the cops murder a 19-year-old Bangladeshi youth in Queens. And you're murdering our children in Gaza. And shame on all of you normalizers. 40,000 Gazans killed. That's not enough. Our women are being raped. Pregnant women bulldozed. Our men tortured. Our children orphaned. Shame on all of you. I'm a Muslim woman and I reject all of you. Eric Adams, you have no place in our community. You're a criminal. And you are complicit in this genocide. All of you are complicit in this genocide. You can kick me out, but that won't make you any less complicit.
How many Palestinian children need to be killed before you call for a ceasefire? I've asked you once, I'm going to ask you again. You're a murderer. You're a murderer, Eric Adams. You're a disgusting murderer. You're not welcome in the Muslim community.
Oh, my God. He's got some more coming. I'm not kidding you, especially this lady.
Echoed in Western media that Hamas had committed systematic rape on October 7th. You have blood on your hands. After Israeli claims echoed in Western media that Hamas had committed systematic rape on October 7th were resoundingly debunked
No,
you decided to tour around the Israeli with the Israeli occupation forces
so much
and repeat their propaganda.
We also found that there are reasonable grounds to believe that conflict-related sexual violence, including rape and gang rape, occurred during the 7th of October attacks in...
Wow. Oh my goodness. But the mayor. I'm telling you. The mayor said, this. He's
going to
say something. He's
going to
say something.
How many Palestinian children,
the mayor
how many killed
looks
Palestinian
like
children will it take for you to call for a ceasefire, Eric Adams? That's all I want to know.
Bring the hostages home.
Oh, wow. Eric Adams, you get hard.
You support genocide, Eric Adams, you get hard. You support genocide, Eric Adams, you can't hide. You support genocide, Eric Adams, you can't hide. You support genocide.
How many dead Palestinian children is it going to take for you to call for a ceasefire? You have blood on your hands, Eric Adams. You're complicit in the genocide of Palestinians. I just want to know how many killed Palestinian children will it take for you to call for a ceasefire, Eric Adams? That's all I want to know.
Bring the hostages home.
Oh, wow. Eric Adams, you get hard.
You support genocide.
Somebody said, holy shit. When he said that, oh my God. When he said that, that wasn't easy.
To protect himself, herself, itself, whatever way we want to define it, that right is built into the spirit and energy of the country and your homeland. And your military operation will accomplish that task.
I don't believe I heard that. I gotta say it again.
Himself, and that's the right that we know. Your fight is our fight. Your fight is my fight.
My voice is clear that Israel has the right to protect himself, herself, itself, whatever way we want to define it. That right is built into the spirit and energy of the country and your homeland. And your military operation will accomplish that task.
Israel has a right to defend himself, and that's the right that we know. Your fight is our fight. Your fight is my fight.
My voice is clear that Israel has the right to protect himself, herself, itself, whatever way we want to define it, that right is built into the spirit and energy of the country and your homeland. And your military operation will accomplish that task.
Boy, I know what I heard, but I want to just know where it's coming from. The Palestinian flag is all over the city. They want the genocide to stop. But this is crazy. This is serious. Something has to give.
We need to remember, Judaism and Zionism is not
Palestinian people of a uniform peace. They don't want to believe us. They deny this. Yay! We all need to stand up for what is right. We should not be intimidated by the Zionists.
Proud Jew. That's what he said. That's what he said, guys. Oh my God, this is tough. They got to stop. They got to end it. They got to end it. That's all it is. Palestinian flags are flying in your city. And did you hear what was said to them? They got a lot of people held hostage, arrested, hurt, and killed.
Organizing for BDS at CUNY. Right now, the student movement demanding that CUNY divests from Israeli colonization is growing all across CUNY campuses. And when students organize against Israeli apartheid, colonialism, and genocide, we do so at our own risk. We are endangering not only our future careers, but as minoritized students, often our own safety. So we understand there are risks associated with taking a moral stance on this issue. My own college president at John Jay told me she can't take a stance because it might affect funding. But there's no cost that's worth being on the wrong side of history. And our only protection against retaliation is unity. That's why we're asking CUNY faculty to stand with the student movement in calling for actual decolonization.
The CUNY student, I am told I should feel
Did you hear what she said? She knows that it can hurt her. But how much? How bad?
The student movement demanding that CUNY divests from Israeli colonization is growing all across CUNY campuses. And when students organize against Israeli apartheid, colonialism, and genocide, we do so at our own risk. We are endangering not only our future careers, but as minoritized students, often our own safety. So we understand there are risks associated with taking a moral stance on this issue. My own college president at John Jay told me she can't take a stance because it might affect funding. But there's no cost that's worth being on the wrong side of history. And our only protection against retaliation is unity. That's why we're asking CUNY faculty to stand with the student movement in calling for actual decolonization.
I don't think that they think that these people are going to let up until those hostages are let go. And then maybe they can sit down and negotiate any type of a ceasefire, something. It has to stop. Did you see your children out there? Do you hear their voices? I'm not talking about like playing around. You are watching what's taking place, parents. We got to stop this genocide. But is this going to be the norm? How are they going to handle each other, the police and the protesters, the blacks? I don't see no water holes, no dogs, no shooting, no hanging. But we have genocides taking place. And they almost pinpointed coming back to the U.S. I gotta get down there. Man, they are out and not playing. This is something to think about. Really seriously. Really. You got to really think about this. You hear this? Operation. They're gonna have to really tear down that fence they're building at CUNY. Cease. It's not Lehman, is it? Lehman, though. It could be Lehman. They're starting to barricade these schools. These institutions are getting barricaded. Oh boy. CUNY is starting to push back and barricade and stuff. They're barricading. I don't know how they're going to do it. I don't think that's going to hold up. I don't think so. Yeah. They are really, really.
This is Bissam from Gaza. It's the 17th day of Ramadan and the day 173 of the genocide.
They're just bombing them, bombing and bombing, bombing and bombing. She's in Gaza. I met this beautiful person.
A lot of Palestinian families prefer to go back to their houses, to their partially destroyed houses, and to live here instead of staying in tents. Some people make tents beside their bombed house and between the rubbles. I'm recording this video to every Palestinian worldwide, to every person living abroad, to every person protesting for Palestine and Palestinians, for Gazans, and for everything going on in Gaza. Thanks for speaking up about Palestine. We see you, we hear you, we're so proud of you. Thanks for being our voice, where everyone is trying to suppress our voice in the Gaza Strip. Keep protesting, keep calling for ceasefire, and keep telling the world that Palestinians need to be free and Palestine will be free. That's it from Khamenez. See you soon, inshallah. And this is Hind. I'm in the middle of Yunus, where the Israeli forces withdrew this area a couple of days ago. A lot of Palestinian families preferred to go back to their houses, to their partially destroyed houses, and to live here instead of staying in tents. Some people make tents beside their bombed house and between the rebels. I'm recording this video to every Palestinian worldwide, to every person living abroad, to every person protesting for Palestine and Palestinians, for Gazans, and for everything going on in Gaza. Thanks for speaking up about Palestine. We see you, we hear you, we're so proud of you. Thanks for being our voice where everyone is trying to suppress our voice in the Gaza Strip. Keep protesting, keep calling for ceasefire, and keep telling the world that Palestinians need to be free and Palestine will be free. That's it from Communists.
Now, I met her in New York, and I think she's a great young lady. She's actually in the Gaza Strip. I met her and her friends. I think they took a selfie with us. And it's interesting.
Who are very embodying what it means to fight for freedom for ourselves and our siblings, especially our siblings, or mostly our siblings in Palestine, who are continuing to endure 201 days of genocide, for which we are not merely complicit. We and our tax dollars and our tuitions are actually fighting, are waging that genocide, and it is our responsibility to lay our bodies down across the tracks of those bulldozers, of those planes, of those war machines that want to come for all of us. Because they will not stop. They will not stop when they take out Palestinians. Everybody will be at risk. If we do not stand up for them in the night, they will come for us in the morning. And in the morning, all of us will be here. Thank you so much for your courage and your leadership, your inspiration, for your model, for the historic pivot you are making in the United States. We are the ones who are very...
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. It's in New York. Mm-hmm. I don't think he said the right thing. I think what I heard from him, I don't know if I would have said that. That encampment, 35,000. Yeah. I know.
Of the larger movement for Palestinian liberation. We are also here to demand that Columbia University divest, disclose, and provide amnesty for all students and faculty who have faced disciplinary action or been fired from the university for participating in pro-Palestinian protests. Until these demands are met, we do not have any plans of leaving. We continue to support our comrades building encampments at schools across the country. Stay strong and remember that we are all here for Palestinian liberation and to put an end to our respective universities' complicity in the Palestinian genocide. Today marks 1 week since our first encampment on the South Lawn, which was brutally dismantled by NYPD at the direction of Columbia University after approximately 34 hours. Our demands are the same. News that the university threatened to call the NYPD and the National Guard on peaceful protesters began to circulate late last night on social media. Shortly after, at last night, University President Manusha Feek sent an email to the Columbia community announcing a midnight deadline for negotiations, writing that she will have to consider alternative options for clearing the West Lawn, and if the negotiations aren't successful, the university is negotiating in bad faith. This morning, Columbia University issued a written commitment to engage in further negotiations for at least 48 hours. This is a win for us. Our negotiation team has committed not to participate in a bargaining process so long as the university attempts to extract concessions by police or military force. After forcing students, the majority of whom are Palestinian, Black, Brown, and Jewish students, from marginalized backgrounds to wait in the cold overnight to find out if they would be attacked and arrested by the NYPD or National Guard, early this morning, we won the concession that the university will not call law enforcement on our peaceful protest. Negotiations are now able to proceed, although on unstable ground. While we have received written assurances that our encampment will continue, the university continues to make threats in its attempt to stifle students' political speech. It should alarm everyone that a university that has claimed for years to respect and uphold freedom of speech and protest, a democratic principle this country loves and defends, has abandoned that norm and seeks to use police and military violence to crush our peaceful demonstration. These threats are deplorable and antithetical to the principle of good faith negotiations. Columbia University has once again cemented itself in history as a repressive institution that serves politicians and donors before anyone else. We expect the university to stop its fear-mongering tactics and join our student negotiators in good faith. We want to thank students who showed up peacefully late last night and early this morning for their continued support and for sacrificing their physical and mental well-being in the face of police and military threats. The history of this country and our world has shown us that young people, students, lead the charge for a more just world, and we know that we are on the right side of history. James Baldwin, civil rights activist, author, and someone that is taught here at length at Columbia University, has always said that education happens outside of the classroom, and that the youth can only change society if they are allowed to critique it. And that is how we build our critical consciousness and work towards a just society.
Oh my goodness. It's a tough one. Did you hear him clear? Did you hear him clear? Your kids. Unbelievable. They got to stop this war. This genocide. They got to end this shit. And some people are really getting, having a good charge. And it's like, oh, wow, I did this. You got to be serious about this. And it's like the, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement that was, you know, just as violent. And these are the problems that we have. These are the things that people are crying about. The wars, the genocides, the brutality. They don't want it no more. They're not having it. I got to tell you, it is very, very.
We're here at NYU with our own Gaza Solidarity Encampment. We are heeding the call of Columbia students and acting in escalation and in solidarity with Gaza and Palestine. We are calling on NYU leadership to disclose and divest all of their investments in war manufacturing and in the apartheid state and Zionist entity. We are also calling for them to shut down their Tel Aviv campus. We're here at NYU with
Tel Aviv campus. Does NYPD have a Tel Aviv campus?
Students and acting in escalation and in solidarity with Gaza and Palestine. We are calling on NYU leadership to disclose and divest all their investments in war manufacturing and in the apartheid state and Zionist entity. We are also calling for them to shut down their Tel Aviv campus. We're here.
Well, we're going to make sure that you understand what the New York City mayor has said. And, you know, he made it loud and clear. Loud and clear. He said it. And he didn't back down from it. Trust me. We'll keep it going. I have no, like, energy other than to get this genocide to stop, you know, because it's really our children, the youth, and everybody. You know, they got the houses.
Oh, it's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
They got the houses. We're going to talk about this again. Stay well, stay safe, home. I'm